Now, when I say the French, you think about French wine, you think about all sorts of interesting stuff. When I say French, we think about accents. But do you ever think about the relationship between France and South Africa? Well, that is our focus today. I know the last time we spoke to a French ambassador was when that icon, the French icon, burnt down, and he was sharing the story of his daughter living close by. And that was Ambassador Farnoux, who was here before. But we are joined by a brand new ambassador to South Africa who's decided to come in today to talk to you. So Ambassador Aurélien Le Chevalier, have I got your name right?
Yes, right.
Wonderful. Perfect. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The focus, of course, the relationship between France and South Africa. We do know, based on the investment summit last week, that French businesses have invested around 20 billion rand. That's been a commitment over 3 years. But the one thing a lot of people won't know is that France itself, through its businesses, invests in almost every, if not each and every sector in South Africa. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your background?
Well, I'm a career diplomat. So I started with the ministry, the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I was posted in different countries, in Colombia, in the US, in Lebanon as well, in Beirut. And I traveled quite extensively in Africa, but it's my first real posting in Africa as the French ambassador to South Africa and Lesotho.
So you listen to as well.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And prior to coming here 2 months ago, I stayed in Paris for 6 years and I participated in the political campaign of the then candidate Emmanuel Macron.
Ah.
So when he became president, I joined him at the office of the president and I was his deputy national security advisor. So I was dealing mostly on North Africa, Middle East, and the Americas. So also with the Trump administration. But maybe this is for another program.
No, we'll get you back to talk about that and the EU and NATO and a whole host of other things.
Right.
I think you can count yourself lucky not being ambassador.
I'm very pleased to be here in South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, imagine being the ambassador, the French ambassador to the United States today. But you don't have to say anything about that. It's safe to say you know the president pretty well. So when you received this particular posting, let's talk a little bit about what your mandate is when it comes to South Africa and Lesotho and sub-Saharan Africa. Because, I mean, while you are the ambassador to Lesotho and South Africa, it obviously is a lot broader when it comes to the region as well, your influence.
Well, really, it's a diplomatic mandate. So I'm here to represent France and to support all the projects with France in the economic cooperation, in the cultural life, in the consular affair also, to protect the French community here. But it's also a political mandate in a way, because it was also coming from where I come from with the office of the president. It's also a message from President Macron to South Africa and to President Ramaphosa to say that South Africa means a lot to him and that he wants to start some kind of new partnership and really strengthen the relationship with South Africa. And also, it's a political mandate in the way that we are here not only to represent France and to promote our self-interest in the country or the French and European interest, but also to put it bluntly, to support the president and to support the government, because we believe in his transformation agenda. We believe that what is currently happening in South Africa is an opportunity, is good for South Africa, but also for the relationships we have with the country and beyond. So this is why also we are here.
Well, obviously, I mean, we've had a disastrous last 10 years with a disastrous former president who, in my mind, should be in jail right now. But we are trying to build this particular country. So how could France actually help with that? Let's look at the current relationship and the relationship that you are wanting to cultivate even further. So we know the numbers, 29.2% unemployment, close to 60% youth unemployment rate, a growth rate that we can't call growth at 0.5% because it's been revised downwards. How could this relationship help us deal with those numbers?
Well, if you look at the challenges of South Africa in terms of education, in terms of health, in terms of unemployment, we can offer more cooperation, more partnerships in this field. For example, in the educational field, in vocational training for the youth. Here in South Africa, we have almost 400 French companies. And they represent 65,000 direct jobs.
Wow.
So it's quite a significant number. And what we've seen in the recent years is that these French companies, they organize also like internal vocational training for young South African,
right.
And it works pretty well. Let's take the wine industry, for example. Here, what we see is that we lack the training, for example, for the young people to work in the vineyards.
Yes.
Not only on the agribusiness, but also on the marketing, on the selling, on the international aspects of the sector. So that's something we would like to work on. If we take, for example, the transportation or the rail transportation, there is a French company called Thales that is working here in around Cape Town for the improving the signaling of Praza trains. It's a very important matter in terms of safety, but they figured out that they lack also the skills. So they took a lot of young South African coming from the province, from the city, and they are training them for this specific skill of signaling for the railway transportation. You know, this is something
very,
very, very specific. Another example, Energy Total, you know, the company Total. Now
very
they
well.
Are looking at the natural gas. It will be maybe more exploring in the at large of Mossel Bay. But then also it's very difficult condition to drill in the water. So
yes.
We have a South African permit, but we need also skills to employ young people. So for all these sectors and these examples that I gave you, it's very important that the French companies see themselves not only as a company coming with their skills and with their job, but really creating, promoting more jobs here and more skills. And that's also the message that we wanted to send to the South Africa Investment Conference last week.
Now, when we talk about FDI, for example, our foreign direct investment, and we're saying, oh, there's 20 billion coming in and someone else is giving 100 billion, and et cetera. The one question I always ask is small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great to create jobs and create South African skills. We need that. But when it comes to especially South African businesses being part of the process, being part of the value chain,
mm-hmm.
the way we're going to grow the economy is through small, micro, medium-sized entities. Is that a key focus as well, helping some of these South African SMMEs?
It's a key focus. And what I've seen, I mean, the last 2 months, I've met a lot of companies, French companies, South African companies. And what is absolutely remarkable with the French companies is that they are here on the long term. And if you want to be here on the long term, you're not looking for quick return on investment. You want to invest in people, and also you want to make sure that you will work with partners. So with the South African regulation and especially the BEE, it's compulsory in one way to work with South African big companies. But also, if you want to be successful in the long term, you need this ecosystem, this network of small and medium-sized enterprises around your company to be really profitable on the midterm and the long term. So that's something really with companies like L'Oreal, like Danone, like Saint-Gobain in the retail, newcomers also like Decathlon and the sportswear, etc. We really want to work with local producers and local companies because we think that's a key for success.
The French government has also made a lot of money available from a technology perspective. So technologically speaking, we all know where we're going towards. We know the phrases that everybody throws out there, 4IR, Fourth Industrial Revolution, etc. And there seems to be a very key focus on South Africa when it comes to that as well, especially with the ecosystems like Le French Tech working together with Silicon Cape.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Africa Arena that we all attended as well, which was wonderful. That also creates a wonderful opportunity to create partnerships between French businesses and South African businesses to deliver impact.
Right. So this French tech concept, it was actually launched and created by Emmanuel Macron when he used to be the Minister for Finance and Innovation in France prior to the political campaign.
Yes.
Because he said in France, he figured out that there were many startups and many ecosystems, but no real framework, no general incentives to promote these startups. So we created this label. French tech, and also we provided some funding to help, for example, the creation of incubators, etc. And then working with Africa, with the African continent, we wanted to export and promote this idea of French tech and startup French companies in Africa. So we started to look for good bases of cooperation,
right.
and obviously Cape Town came first. So it's been already 3 years that the French tech here was created, and it's quite successful, as we saw yesterday with the Africa Arena event.
Yes.
It was an event gathering more than 100 startups coming not only from South Africa but also from Africa in general.
Yep.
So for the third edition, I think that was a good progress also to see these African startups coming here to Cape Town. And the idea again is really to create more incubators and more bonds between the young enterprises from South Africa with French talents also. And what we've seen in Cape Town, for example, is more and more young French people coming here to work with this innovation ecosystem. They're attracted, of course, by the beauty of the province, of the city, the way of life here in Cape Town. But it's very important that they can find these jobs. And last month, we also created the French tech ecosystem in Johannesburg around new tech companies, South African and French young companies. Also, I want to mention that it's not only about tech, it's also about social innovation. I think that's very important to create jobs.
Yes.
And we were happy to see that during the last month, there was also the creation of a new social incubator here in partnership with France and South Africa in Cape Town, called the Oribi or Oribi Village. And they will actually expand their perimeter in the coming months. So this is also more useful investment and more linkages between our two countries.
Just finally, and it's great to see, you know, we look at our country and we go, oh, things are really bad, the economy's not growing. But when we look at these partnerships, it certainly gives one hope, lots of hope. I want to go back to what you said about education very quickly. When we talk about education, we tend to think about tertiary education, maybe even the latter part of high school. Mm-hmm. But our biggest problem here, for example, is young people being able to read with understanding. 75% of grade fours can't read with understanding. Now, the impact that has further downstream is unbelievable. Because no matter what, if I can't read to understand, I can go onto Udemy and all sorts of other platforms and I won't know and I won't understand what I'm reading. Is there a way that and maybe you're currently doing it, that France could work with South Africa from an educational perspective, even lower down, even at a primary school and ECD level?
Yes, the primary school is a key. I mean, that is where the first real inequalities come from in a country. And unfortunately, in South Africa, but also in France and everywhere in the world, we tend to see more and more dual systems with, more exclusive system and sometimes the public schooling suffering with lack of resources, etc. Here in South Africa, the national government and also the provinces, they invest a lot in education, actually.
Yes.
But the results, of course, are lagging behind. So this is a place where we want to be a real partner. And actually, President Macron is very supportive of this. It's a key priority for France and for our international cooperation. He co-chaired with the Senegalese president last year the reconstitution of the funding of the Global Partnership for Education with more funding, more programs to help exactly this level of primary school. And actually, it's fantastic that you ask me this question, because today in Paris, our two ministers of education have a meeting and they are exploring more cooperation between France and South Africa. They are both at the UNESCO headquarters in Paris, and they are exactly talking what we are talking about here.
Well, I'm looking forward to further chats. Ambassador Hélène Le Chevalier, thank you very much for joining us right here on Cape Talk. And, you know, welcome to the country. You've been here for a bit now, but welcome to the country. And it's good having you here. And I look forward to more chats in the future.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
That is the French ambassador to South Africa. And your calls this morning on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Other things that actually give you hope for this country. Because I think it's important for us to also talk about that. We can talk about the bad stuff. We can talk about the criminals. We can talk about whatever we like. But there are things that give us hope. And I think this relationship is certainly one of it. Welcome to Today.